WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden meeting today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit, signing what is being called an historic security agreement.
While this does not commit U.S. troops to defend Ukraine, the U.S. is pledging to bolster Ukraine's defenses. It's meant to show Vladimir Putin that America is determined to stand by Ukraine no matter how long it takes. The U.S. is also dramatically increasing sanctions on Russia, and the U.S. is also pushing for a $50 billion loan to Ukraine using profits from frozen Russian assets.
ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang. Severe flooding in Florida as extreme rain across much of the southern half of the state continues. Eight former SpaceX employees have sued the company and its CEO Elon Musk, alleging he ordered them fired after complaining about a hostile work environment at the company. The Tesla board will vote today on approving Elon Musk's nearly $45 billion all-stock compensation package approved by the board in 2018. This is ABC News. Russian warships not far away from the U.S. right now. Some ships from Russia's northern fleet, including a nuclear-powered sub, have docked in Cuba ahead of military exercises in the Caribbean. Oklahoma Supreme Court turning away a lawsuit brought against Tulsa by the last survivors of the 1921 race massacre.
The state's high court acknowledged the long-term harm done by the white mob that destroyed so-called Black Wall Street, but upheld a lower court's dismissal of a lawsuit demanding reparations.
I think it's despicable.
Regina Goodwin represents Tulsa in the state house.
They're not only dismissing the lawsuit, but they're dismissing their humanity.
Lawyers for the remaining plaintiffs, ages 110 and 109, are calling on the Justice Department to open an investigation into the massacre. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In the NBA Finals, the Celtics beating the Mavericks to take a commanding 3-0 lead. In the NHL, the Florida Panthers could do the same thing tonight in the Stanley Cup Final if they beat the Oilers. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and we've got the perfect gift for Dad. Treat him to our comfy manual zero-wall recliner with easy, clean faux leather upholstery. Storage arms and built-in cup holders make it the perfect spot for Dad to chill. Normally $659.99, now only $399.99. That's right, only $399.99 for ultimate comfort and style. Hurry into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center, because this deal is only good while supplies last. Celebrate your dad with a gift he'll love to use. Stop in today.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's B-T-U-S-S-E-L.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
The Muscadine Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're tracking a band of showers and thunderstorms over much of central Wisconsin, running from near La Crosse to Oshkosh early this morning. A few of those could clip our area early this morning, but there'll be a more widespread area of rain coming in from the west around the late morning and early afternoon. Right now, it does not look like severe weather here, the greater severe weather threat staying to the south of Wisconsin later this afternoon. Otherwise, some beautiful weather shaping up tomorrow with high pressure in control. Over the weekend, though, moisture comes back in from the southwest, leading to a chance of showers, the most widespread activity expected Saturday night. Rain totals could be over a half inch at least across the region. Temperatures will be quite warm and humid from Sunday into the middle of next week. Could be a good 5 to 6 degrees above normal, with dew points up around 70, certainly feeling quite sticky. With that as well, some scattered thunderstorms almost on a daily basis. Here's that forecast for today: partly or mostly cloudy, with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through the early afternoon. More sun late with a high of 83. Southwest wind becoming west-northwest 8 to 18. Tonight mostly clear, low 56. Tomorrow lots of sunshine with lower humidity, high near 80. The wind northwest to north around 10. On Saturday mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers for the afternoon, high of 76. Look for a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night. Sunday showers possible early, then partly cloudy, very warm and humid. Low 63, high up to 89. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, generally partly sunny. It'll be warm and sticky with temperatures at night in the 60s, hitting the mid to upper 80s during the daytime. There's also a good chance of widely scattered showers and thunderstorms each day. Some pockets of heavy rain are certainly possible. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. It is 70 degrees with sunshine. Yesterday's high was 86. We picked up 32 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in that storm that rolled through yesterday afternoon. 62, the morning low today. The record high for June 13th, 96 in 1970. Record low, 39 in 1958. A year ago, the high was 76, while the low was 54. Sunset will happen at 8:43 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:21 for tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer at 29.79, 1/100th of an inch of rain this morning. Following a low of 62, it is 70 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A look back at state tournament action. The WIAA wrapping up the sports season as well this weekend. We'll have details on a Brewer win yesterday as well. And as a result, winning the series against Toronto. Napa Know
How. Hey, this is John. For 20 years, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has proudly served our community, and we want to say thank you for being part of our journey. This month, we're celebrating with unbeatable specials. Get Shell Rotella T4 motor oil for just $17.20 a gallon, and Mobil Delvac 1300 diesel oil for only $17.99. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts today and take advantage of these incredible deals. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, thank you for 20 fantastic years in Richland Center. Napa Know How.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. WIAA Division II baseball yesterday. Edgewood got the win 4-3 over Kettle Moraine Lutheran, and Mosinee picked up an 8-1 victory against La Crosse Logan. And in Division I semifinals, De Pere 8-1 over Westosha Central, Sun Prairie 11, and Oak Creek 4. That sets up the stage for all four division champions to be crowned today. In Division 4, getting underway at 9, Solon Springs Northwood plays Aliva Strum. In Division 3, at around noon, Kenosha St. Joseph will battle Aquinas. This afternoon at 3, Edgewood plays Mosinee. And getting underway at 6 tonight, De Pere and Sun Prairie play for the Division 1 state baseball title. The season is wrapping up and postseason awards are being handed out for various sports. At Weston, team awards were handed out for the successful Weston baseball season, and they include Garrett Granger with the Wall Award, Garrett Jennings with the best batting average for the team, Isaac Jennings was the King of the Hill, Trevor Westfall was the RBI leader, Blake Bingham the most improved. And the captain's awards were given out to Colton Newman, Corbin Gross, and Logan Bingham. And Ithaca Weston Track Awards were handed out last night at the Commons in Ithaca. Among the special award winners, most improved athletes, Clayton Lee and Aubrey Cook. The rookies of the year, Sam Jones and Bailey Wanless. The coaches' awards went to Kale Ryan and Maggie Kirshner. The MVP athletes were Clayton Lee, Kaylee Miller, and Kaylee Peterson. The Beagle Award, the Bulldogs and Eagles combined award, went to Leah Puig and Randy Picardo Flores. The Boomerang Award to Jasmine Meyer and Landon Thompson. The Golden Shoe Award is voted on by the seniors for underclassmen members of the team, Clayton Lee and Maggie Kirshner. The Ridgeon Valley Girl Runner of the Year was Kaylee Peterson as well. Congratulations to those athletes from the Ithaca Weston track team on their recent honors. Well, the state soccer tournament gets underway this week as well. WRCO's Michael Hernan has more.
The 41st Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association State Girls Soccer Tournament will take place Thursday through Saturday, June 13th through 15th, at Southeast Sales Power Sports Stadium at U-Line Soccer Park in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The single elimination tournament features four teams in each of the four divisions. The matchups in the Division 1 semifinals on Friday, June 14th, Number 1 Wanakee will take on number 4 Kimberly at 4:30 p.m. and number 2 Muskego will take on number 3 Brookfield East at 7 o'clock p.m. On Saturday, June 15th, will be the Division 1 championship game at 7:05 p.m. The Division 2 semifinals on Friday, June 14th, number 1 Oregon will take on number 4 River Falls at 11 o'clock a.m. and number 2 Cedarburg will take on number 3 Whitefish Bay at 1:30 p.m. The championship game will be on Saturday, June 15th at 4:35 p.m. The Division 3 semifinals on Thursday, June 13th, number 1 Plymouth will take on number 4 Rice Lake at 4:30 p.m. and number 2 McFarland will take on number 3 Catholic Memorial at 7 o'clock p.m. Saturday, June 15th will be the championship game at 1:30 p.m. The Division 4 semifinals on Thursday, June 13th, number 1 Cedar Grove Belgium will take on number 4 Regis McDonald Catholic at 11 a.m. And number 2, Keel, will take on number 3, the Prairie School, at 1:30 p.m. The championship game will be at 11 o'clock a.m. Saturday, June 15th. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Home Talent Baseball games going on tonight. Dodgeville will play at Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells at Arena, Ryo at Black Earth, Argyle visits Ridgeway, and Hollandale plays at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb. On the state scene, rookie starter Tobias Myers was outstanding again, pitching the Brewers to a series-clinching 5-4 victory Wednesday afternoon against the Toronto Blue Jays. Myers went 6 innings, allowing just 1 run on 3 hits. Milwaukee was up 5-1 when he left the game. The Blue Jays had the tying run at third base in the 9th when Vladimir Guerrero Jr. flew out to the warning track in center. That gave Trevor Miguel his 11th save. And manager Pat Murphy has been happy with the pitching for the crew.
From where these guys were to start the season, you know what I mean, and where they were in our plans, it's like, it's amazing they're doing what they're doing. And, yeah, we gain more and more confidence in them every time out. Now, you got to give William a ton of credit because he's once again, catching night game, day game, to give Yelly the opportunity to DH. And that's pretty unselfish.
The Brewers are off today. They'll send Freddy Peralta to the mound to start the first game of a weekend series against the Cincinnati Reds tomorrow night. Elsewhere on the schedule yesterday, Minnesota was a winner over Colorado 17-9, San Francisco 5-3 over Houston, San Diego 5, Oakland 4, Baltimore 4-2 over Atlanta, Washington 7, Detroit 5, the Cubs 4, Tampa Bay 3, Cincinnati 4-2 over Cleveland, Boston 8, Philadelphia 6, the Angels 8-3 over Arizona, Texas 3, and the Dodgers 2. In the National League, the Mets 10-4 over Miami, and St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 4-2. Yankees 11, Kansas City 5, Seattle 2-1 over the White Sox. The University of Wisconsin will move forward with plans for a $285 million athletic facility at Camp Randall Memorial Park, despite some vocal opposition. Some veterans groups and other officials see that land as sacred. The university says it has plans to honor veterans as a part of the project. More than 70,000 Union soldiers trained there during the Civil War, and more than 1,200 Confederate prisoners of war were held there. The location has been called the single most important Civil War historic site in the state of Wisconsin. In Packer news, Packer head coach Matt LaFleur is giving his players today off, declaring an early end to the team's mandatory minicamp. LaFleur's team is scheduled to open training camp July 22nd, an earlier starting time due to plans to open the season on Friday night in Brazil. He challenged his players to use the 5 weeks to improve themselves physically and get mentally ready for the long season. Several veterans weren't present Wednesday, running back Josh Jacobs and defensive backs Keyshawn Nixon, Jair Alexander, and Xavier McKinney were excused after fulfilling their contractual obligations. Green Bay Packer kicker Anders Carlson hopes to follow his older brother's example by having a productive NFL career despite struggling as a rookie. The Packers selected Carlson out of Auburn in the 6th round of the 23 draft to replace Mason Crosby. Carlson responded with an inconsistent rookie season that included missing a 41-yard field goal in the 4th quarter of a playoff loss at San Francisco. He's battling to keep his job after the Packers signed former Vikings kicker Greg Joseph and Jack Podlinski. Daniel Carlson, Anders' brother, got cut his rookie season before developing into an all-pro kicker. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
The final high school event of the 2023-24 season is set for this weekend as spring sports wrap up. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery. The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too. Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
There are only a few days left of the 2023-24 high school sports season, as another year is almost in the books. Before we officially put things to bed, there are still a few more trophies to hand out. The championships are set for baseball, with state title games held Thursday. We aren't able to record in time to know the winners, but you can head over to wisports.net for the full results from each of Thursday's four baseball state championship games. The very last official high school sports event of this year takes place this weekend, with the 41st WIAA Girls Soccer Championships at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. In Division 1, Muskego is going for a third consecutive title, though the Warriors are the number 2 seed behind top-seeded Wanakee. It could once again be a battle between Oregon and Whitefish Bay in Division 2. Oregon beat the Blue Dukes in last season's title game after Whitefish Bay got the upper hand in the 2022 contest. Plymouth was the champion in Division 3 last year, and the Panthers are back as the top seed in this year's tournament, though second-seeded McFarland has just one loss on the year. Keele has just one loss and was the champion of Division 4 a year ago, but the Raiders are the second seed in 2024 behind unbeaten Cedar Grove, Belgium. Semifinals are Thursday and Friday with championships on Saturday. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Join us for Taste of the Hills on Saturday, June 15th at Crosscup Park near the Killian Meyer Building. From 4 to 9 p.m., enjoy food, fun, and music for the entire family. Local favorite singer Kelly Long will perform from 4 to 6 p.m., followed by the Dan Lepian Band from 6:30 to 9 p.m. There are activities for the kids, so bring your lawn chair or blanket. Limited picnic seating is available under tents. Food and drink will be available for purchase from many local vendors. No admission fee, and please, no carry-ins. Don't miss it.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Do you enjoy performing minor maintenance and routine building upkeep? Take pride in caring for a beautiful property? The House on the Rock Resort Hotel has an opening for a full-time, year-round building maintenance and upkeep position. 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. They also have part-time openings available. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join them and help keep their resort in top shape.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
One of us still has our picture taped up on the dash. One of us took that one from Mexico, threw it in the trash. One of us don't even notice when the radio plays that song. One of us breaks down and has to pull over whenever it comes on. Now there ain't no in between when it comes to her and me. One of us moved on. One of us got stuck. One of us is drinking just for fun. One of us drinking to get drunk. One of us sleeps good. One of us hates to face the night. Just depends if you're talking about her world or mine. There's
There's a number on a phone that one of us erased. There's a late night, can we try again? Call one of us wants to make. 'Cause one of us can't even think about being in another's arms. And there's a car in the drive that stayed all night where one of us used to park. One of us moved on. One of us got stuck. One of us is drinking just for fun. One of us is drinking to get drunk. One of us sleeps good. One of us hates to face the night. Just depends if you're talking about her world or mine.
Michael Ray on FM 100.9 WRCO Radio. It is 72 degrees. This is the time of year when lots of new movies come out. It seems like every day you look at this day in history, and there are a lot of blockbusters there. I'm not sure if any of these qualify as that, but a few have been released on this very day through the years, including The Prince and the Showgirl, released in 1957. That would have featured Marilyn Monroe in the cast. Also, the movie Hercules came out in 1997. A follow-up, a new Hercules, came out in 2014. The Incredible Hulk, released in 2008. 22 Jump Street in 2014. How to Train Your Dragon 2, released in 2014. And a movie that had part of it filmed in Madison, especially some of the exterior scenes, Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. That came out in 1986 on the 13th of June. Here's Michael Peterson.
I was 12 when Daddy said to me, don't take to drinking, boy, that road don't lead nowhere. Don't you ever let me hear you swear, don't you dare. He told me stealing is a lazy man's way. Something for nothing leaves you hell the pace don't lie. Then you can look the whole world in the eye. Honey, I try. But since I met you, girl, I'm breaking every rule. I must confess I'm just a backsliding fool. I wanna drink from your loving cup. Swear I'll never give you a steal. All your kisses underneath the moon. I wanna lie here close to you. Look what you make me do. Darling, you're the reason why I drink, swear, steal, and lie. I finally faced the fact that I am hooked on you. There's nothing more that I can do. Ain't no use. 'Cause every time I see your angel face, my halo disappears without its rays, I swear. Girl, I admit I haven't got a prayer. Don't care. Well, I
lights were still alight. I didn't want to see. They brought back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken hearts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
Zimmerman on FM 100.9. Today it's National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day. I think that's maybe where I would land, kitchen klutzes, as I have actually one time in my life, gone to the emergency room because of a kitchen cut. Yep, I did one time. I'm not proud of it. It's been a long time ago. Probably trying to open a can of Spam or something. I can't remember what it was. But also, it's World Softball Day, Weed Your Garden, and Sewing Machine Day. It's National Career Nursing Assistance Day. And National Cupcake Lovers Day. Ooh, there's a day.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Boscobel's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Boscobel, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wraps starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
1,000, 1,500, 1,000, 1,500, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100.
Good morning, this is Andy from Equity Livestock, and don't forget, our feeder sale is this morning. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Ballerini on WRCO Radio. If you go down, I'm going down too. Congratulations to Jackie Hall, who paid attention, heard Lady Bell Beller, and now Jackie is the winner of some great prizes, some dairy products courtesy of Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, our sponsor of the June Dairy Month giveaway for today. We're going to let Lady Bell go, and then, oh, Lady Bell, you hit me with your tail full of burdocks there. Oh, well, coming up, the trivia question of the day, right here.
I was playing my
my guitar in a West Texas bar. She woke up and asked me, can you play your cheating heart? She was young, I was hung upon her southern drawl. She smiled through her tears and put a dollar in my jar. I took a long drink of whiskey, kept the bottle by my side. Well, I looked up at the neon and I swear I saw the light. And I sang her a song, rolled away the stone, broke the chains, killed the pain of the one who'd done her wrong. And I felt just like a preacher as she hung on every verse of that honky-tonk Bible in that country music church. He took that ring off his finger and laid it on the bar. Said, I just been through the big D with the queen of broken hearts. He was withered like the leather from a bronc busted life. I swear that's the first time I ever saw a cowboy cry. Heard a lonesome whistle, somebody spoke my name. It was time to take the ride on the midnight train. And I sang him a song, he rolled away the stone, broke the chains, killed the pain of the one who'd done him wrong. And I felt just like a preacher as he hung on every verse of that honky-tonk Bible in that country music church. Shoes, I'm on the blues, to some old drinking song. Let's all think, oh hey, as he wrote down every word of that honky-tonk Bible in this country music church. Let's start an old revival and let's all quench our thirst, turn the water into wine in this country music church. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, oh. Oh, let's go to church.
All right, kids, it is trivia time once again. The winning answer on a Thursday morning wins courtesy of our friends that will be providing the prize today, TriStar Gifts and More, and TriStar Mulch. So we have another TV Western question today, kind of going along with our rodeo theme. So here we go. Out in Nevada on the Ponderosa Ranch, the TV series Bonanza, what was Ben Cartwright's horse's name? 608-647-4155. What was Ben Cartwright's horse's name? Inquiring minds want to know.
I love my boots broken. I love my camo hat. Don't mind a little paint on my jeans. Yeah, I roll like that. I love driving my truck across the railroad track. Frost on, how it shines like gold when the sun turns.
That's Low Cash on WRCO. Hey, congrats to Norm Sandmeyer, who came through the line. Way to go. He knows the right answer, and he even filled me in with some trivia. The Ponderosa Ranch with Ben Cartwright, the patriarch of the Bonanza family there, the Cartwrights. His horse's name was Buck. There you go, Buck. Now, Norm filled me in on some trivia. I didn't even know this, so I looked it up, and he was right. You can't fool him. That, in fact, James Arnez and Lauren Green shared a horse. In fact, Buck was the same horse you saw Matt Dillon ride from time to time in Gunsmoke and Ben Cartwright and Bonanza, two iconic shows. So, yeah, Ben Cartwright and James Arness rode the buckskin horse known as Buck, who was foaled and trained at Fat Jones Stables in North Hollywood and was used in some TVs and some movies through the years. And rumor has it that when Bonanza went off the air, that Lauren Green actually bought the horse for his own. And that's pretty cool. Here's a little snippet of Lauren Green and, in fact, a little cut in which he mentions Buck by name.
I was riding my horse in the desert, tired and weary of mind, not knowing what I was searching for and not caring what I might find, when suddenly, there in the desert, my old buck stumbled, and to my surprise, he uncovered a world of dreams right before my eyes. There was an old tin cup, a battered old coffee pot, a saddle, a pick, and a spade. All that remained of the hopes of a miner and the wonderful plans he once made. A rusty old rim from the wheel of a wagon, the strings from a guitar he had played, giving mute testimony from an old 49er of the wonderful plans he once made.
A snippet of the story of the old tin cup, Lauren Green on WRCO. All right, well, let's see. What do we have? Oh, yes, Norm was a winner, courtesy of TriStar Gifts and More, right here in Richland Center. TriStar Mulch says no job is too big or too small. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new white hazelnut bark coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line GEO Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
The Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of summer clothes. The top to bottom to toe sale begins on June 12th to the 15th with all tops 50% off. June 19th to the 22nd, all bottoms and swimwear 50% off. And June 26th to 29th, all dresses, suit coats, and shoes 50% off. Come and shop with them and help support your local community. Donations are appreciated and accepted during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturdays, 10 to 4. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street. See you there.
We're up to 73 degrees here at WRCO Studios today. More chances to win and qualify coming up. Right now, this is Sam Hunt.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on the mind, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old Round Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town. On the greener side of that fence, little starter house, but finally outgrown. 1,200 feet, we're about to add on. Smiling out there, watching them. Big old yellow bug is about to break ground. While you're shooting.
Happy Trails time coming up and community conversation on the morning show as well today. Here's Walker Hayes.
Hey, my girl is banging. She's so low maintenance. Don't need no champagne popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's. Can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night.
Got that bourbon street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like. To impress, my girl is happy, rolling on a vest. Don't need no mansion to get romance. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with another break. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that bourbon street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like my new clean blue jeans without the holes in them. Country kisses on my lips without the skull in them. Yeah, she probably gonna be keeping some Victoria's Secrets. Maybe little Maybelline, but she don't need it. In the kitchen light, radio slows down. Box wine, then her updo goes down. Ay, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like.